Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. Hey, health junkies. On this episode of the Health Fix Podcast, I'm interviewing Lori Larson. She is a holistic health coach trained with some of the top folks out there. And she's has a history of hosting a TV show called The Living Better TV Show. Now, I first met Lori in Tacoma when we had been working together with some mutual patients, and she's such a great joy to work with and a host of information. Like, holy cow, she has so much information. And recently, she and I were talking, and she was telling me her story about her breast implants and breast implant disease and her whole process of getting the implants out, which is known as explanting. And so her whole process fascinated me. And really, I have to be honest, I didn't know a lot about breast implant disease. I was familiar with it, but it wasn't in my realm, really. Or was it? But I didn't see it. And so Lori enlightened me, and I really want you to get a little sense of what's going on in the breast implant disease world. And consider that some folks who have chronic illness that's been kind of chalked up as chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, things of that nature, chronic gut issues, histamine intolerances, all of this stuff could be due to some breast implants causing trouble within your body. So if you know anybody that's struggling that has breast implants, they've kind of been wondering if maybe something is up, this is the podcast you want to share with them. So let's get into it so you can meet Lori. Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. And on today's episode, I am lucky to have Lori Larson on. I have known her since I lived in Tacoma. This is so exciting. And we're going to be talking about breast implants, explant surgery, and this whole concept of, you know, I like to call it somewhat of an invisible illness that goes along with breast implants and breast implant illness, if you will. And we're going to talk about Lori's story and why I think it's so important for folks to hear this, because Lori and I've been working together for a while, and for docs, it's hard to pin down what's going on because there's so many abstract symptoms. So Lori, welcome to the Health Fix.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
Well, I'm really excited that you agreed to come on and chat with me, because I think this is such a topic that, you know, we're still in ambiguous land on it. You know, we're going, is it really true that these implants could cause trouble? Is it, you know, do these symptoms line up there, or are we putting them in? Unfortunately, I find that they get put in buckets of fibromyalgia, IBS even, hormone imbalances. And then sometimes it gets chalked up to, well, maybe you're in menopause. And it just gets to this point where you're like, wait a minute, no, there's something wrong with me. And I feel like a lot of patients that I have will come to me and say, doc, you know, I've been blown off by everybody, you know, what can we do? So tell us your story. How did this come about in terms of the whole development of realizing, like, maybe it is my implants? I want folks to hear this whole thing.
You know, when I was about 35, I started getting really, actually just heartburn. And I kept getting heartburn, and it became really, really bad for most of the day. And so I went to the doctor and I said, I'm getting this really bad heartburn. And he said, oh, okay, we can put you on this purple pill. And I said, oh, great. Purple pill. Sounds great. So then I went back and I said, look, it's still coming through. This is still an issue. And he said, don't worry, we have a stronger purple pill for you. And I said, great. And so I started taking the stronger one. And then I went back again and they said, well, you can take two of those a day. So try that. And of course, what that does is take all your stomach acid away. So after that, I really had an issue digesting food. So my food was just basically going through whole and not digesting. And so I got so sick that I could barely drag myself around work. I couldn't digest food. I was developing colitis. I had leaky gut syndrome. And it took about a year for me to really realize this is life and death. Like, you can be as rich as you can be. You can be as thin. You can have all the money in the world. But if you have your health, you have absolutely nothing. And so I really did a deep dive and tried to figure out what was the matter with me. And I had gone to a naturopath, and she said, well, you have gluten intolerance. You know, we did some tests. And so I said, okay, I'll cut out gluten. I cut out wheat. I cut out grains. I cut out everything but fresh vegetables, brown rice, and fish for about 5 years. And green tea, I cut out coffee. I didn't drink. I mean, I was dedicated to figuring out what this was. And, you know, I did improve. I did get better. My digestion got better. I was able to add in a few more things. But people would always say, you are the healthiest person I know. Why aren't you, you know, why do you have these things wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's just, you know, my, you know, constitution, or it's because I'm blood type A, or, you know, I would think all sorts of great excuses. But what I found out though, through this diet and through learning about digestion and how the body works, and also healing body, spirit, and emotions, it's all connected. And so I really started doing a deep dive into what was causing, you know, maybe what the root cause was emotions. And so I started working on that. I started working on my spiritual path. I went on like this for 10 years. And a couple of years after trying to learn this stuff, I thought, wow, this is really the key to everything. This is the key to autoimmune diseases. This is the key to heart disease. This is the key to cancer. I had done so much research. I said, I really need to teach other people how to do this. So I was a health coach throughout this entire time as well, helping people to lose weight, to reduce inflammation. And I did pretty well for about 10 years. And then I went through a major life change. I got a divorce after 25 years and I moved. And so I had a lot of different stresses on me. Although I was happy, I had a lot more stresses on me. And then I had had an evening. It was the day after I had gotten Botox, I had gotten fillers, I had gotten my hair done. I literally just toxic overloaded myself, got in a fight with my roommate, and felt out of control with everything. And I woke up with a rash over my entire body. And I had to go to the emergency room, get steroids. And I thought, what the heck is the matter with me? This just isn't right. And so what I had done is toxic overloaded my body. And so it reacted in a way that said, no, this isn't good. And so a couple years went by. It took about a year for me to get rid of that rash, by the way. And a couple more years went by and I went to an energy healer. And an energy healer, it wasn't Reiki, it was more of a general energy healer. She's amazing. But I was telling her about my autoimmune issues. And I said, I have autoimmune issues, and but it's okay because it keeps me in line. And she stopped and she said, be careful with that. And I said, what do you mean? Like, I'm a health coach. Like, I've said this to people, but no one had said it to me. Cause I just thought it was my lot. This is what I have. This helps me to teach people. This keeps me in line. And she said, be careful, because if it's serving you, you're going to keep it. And I went, damn it. I am going to find out what is going on. I don't need an autoimmune disease to tell me if I'm out of balance or not. Like, I can do this. I'm an adult. Like, I'm a mature person. So I went on a quest to figure out what it was. And so about 6 months later, I was scrolling through Facebook and someone had said, with a post of their implants with the capsules around, said, I finally got these toxic bags out of my body. And it just clicked for me. And so I really started, I followed the link, I started researching, and I really realized that my first health issue started about 3 months after I got my breast implants. So I started researching, and what I found was I had about 50% of the symptoms of breast implants illness. And that, so I really started researching. I started looking at all the stories. I joined Facebook groups. I found a surgeon. Very important to find a surgeon who understands breast implant illness, because I've seen TV shows where they just whip the implant out. But what happens is there's a capsule that forms around the implant to protect your body from the poison. And by the way, I had saline. I did not have silicone, but it's the silicone shell that causes the problems. There's several heavy metals within the implant. There's silicone actually breaks down in the silicone shell breaks down and turns to a fungus in your body. And in addition to heavy metals, but that fungus basically makes your body think you have mold poisoning. So it hurts your digestion. It causes leaky gut. It causes a heightened immune reaction. So you're going to get diseases like, and the ladies that I've heard their stories, especially silicone, and God forbid it leaks. It can really mess up your health. So I looked at fibromyalgia. They had foggy head. They had a lot of candida issues. The list went on and on. MS, leaky gut, colitis, Crohn's disease, and then even other issues as well. So when I started looking at this, I immediately said, this is it. I'm getting them out. Enough. It's time. And so I found a surgeon in Newport Beach that knows about how to remove them so that you're not leaving the toxic capsule in the body. I was watching the doctors and a girl was sick from breast implant illness. So I watched them do the surgery. It literally took 15 minutes. They whipped it out and then they sewed it back up without taking out the capsules. And I was just like, oh, you just left all the toxins in there. And then the worst thing is when people say, oh, it's time to get my breast implants out. The doctor takes out the implant, leaves the capsule in, puts a new one in, and then a new capsule forms. So really after second implants, it can get worse. All your problems are really multiplied. So once I found that out, I scheduled the surgery. It was about a 10-month wait, but I had to save the money. So it was, about 10 months and $15,000. So I love to see the billboards that say breast implants, $3,000. And I'm like, oh, and about $100,000 to heal yourself. So make sure you save for that as well. And so I got them out and I started a healing protocol with a naturopath who had partnered with an integrative physician to teach people how to detox from the breast implant illness correctly. We can't detox too fast. There's got to be pathways that your minerals have to be balanced so that they have pathways to detox from the body and also to kill the fungus, but in a safe way so that it doesn't overwhelm the rest of your body. So there's a very specific science to detoxing from breast implant illness. And there's also a diet that goes with it.
Wow.
So I finally did that. And this is the best health I've ever been in my entire life. And I will tell you though, that the detox methods and the digestion and all of the things that I did along the way saved my life from making it way worse, because it could have been a lot worse. There are a lot sicker women out there than I was.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I suspect, that we have a lot of women who are, hopefully will hear this. And you guys, if you are listening to this and you know someone has implants, you know someone that's not doing well, please share this podcast, because this is the whole purpose of this. And especially because as a naturopathic doctor, I was familiar with it, but I'll be honest, in my realm, I didn't have a lot of folks that were telling me that they had implants. So I didn't even think to ask about it. And now it's coming to me to be like, okay, I've got to ask about this all the time. And, it's very apparent in California and in Miami in particular, where I've seen a lot of interesting implants and butts and other areas too. And whereas in Washington, it's not one of those things that's as obvious, because it's raining. We don't spend a lot of time, showing off our skin for someone to notice that, to even think to ask it. And this is where I want a lot of folks to be aware that docs will not think to ask it, because they just don't see enough of you. And this is why physical exams, your docs who are doing your physical exams are going to have access to that. In my practice, I wasn't doing those type, breast exams, things of that nature, because it wasn't my scope. And this is a big deal. This is a huge deal.
Yeah. And doctors, it's almost like they don't want to admit it. Even if they've heard of people having breast implants, they still are very hesitant to say that, oh yeah, that could be a problem, because it's a medically FDA approved device. And they really, it's hard for them to even talk about it, because, they could get in trouble. They don't want to admit it, for lots of different reasons, but also it's not very, it's just not very widely known. And until you start researching it, and then you see tons and tons of different articles about how it does make you very, very sick.
Yeah, you, as when you kind of shared your story with me, I had literally three other people in my practice at the same time that we were like actively working on trying to find someone that would do the explant surgery effectively. Now, you said you were 35 when you started noticing symptoms. So the implants were placed at 35 or okay. And so we've got, a long amount of time there. And then I've noticed ladies, I have one lady who was 5 years in and she started to notice symptoms. And now, we're starting to recognize this. So anyway, catching folks sooner than later. Now, can you tell in terms of what I'm getting at is to give a little more depth into your symptoms, because the digestive stuff, I think folks can be like, okay, interesting. But the day-to-day fatigue, the day-to-day just feeling off, can you describe that a little bit more in detail for folks so that they can get a little more sense of how easy this could be misconstrued into anything else from, viral illnesses to mono to chronic Lyme, all that stuff?
Well, and the thing is they actually cause those diseases. So when a doctor is diagnosing, you have Lyme disease, you have ulcerative colitis, you have fibromyalgia. But when you go to a conventional doctor, they're not really interested in getting to the root cause of it. That's why having a team of natural healers is really the key, and finding out what is the root cause of the illness. And until you take the thorn out, you will never truly heal. My symptoms started with heartburn. So it just started strictly with digestive issues. Once my intestines were starting, because it caused food allergies too. So once my food allergies sort of took hold, when you have leaky gut, which is what it caused, the junctures in your small intestines are permeable. So food can leak out into your bloodstream and then cause antibodies for your body to have a histamine or just a sensitivity towards foods. And then that makes your gut less and less and less effective. So I wasn't not digesting food well at all, and especially grains and the kinds of foods you're not supposed to eat anyway. Then what started happening is I started getting very tired because I was not getting any nutrients. And also I lost about 15 pounds. I weighed 105 pounds and I had no muscle tone because my body wasn't functioning correctly. My period stopped completely for 8 years. I went to a doctor and they tested my hormone levels about 8 years in. I think it was maybe 4 years, eight. And they said, you have zero estrogen, zero progesterone, and zero testosterone. So it caused me to not have periods. It also it caused me to have ulcerative colitis, which I had for 15 years off and on. I was able to control it because with my diet and with a lot of care, I did implement a lot of things that helped me to at least hang on through that time. I had the fatigue, definitely rashes. I started developing, I went on a collagen supplement and it caused me to have a rash. And so I called my naturopath and she said that a lot of times collagen can produce more histamine in your system, especially if you have digestive issues. So it caused a histamine reaction where I had food allergies and food sensitivities. And I think for me, those were the extent of my symptoms, but they can materialize in so many different ways and they cause your digestive, your gut bacteria to be out of balance. So parasites are more likely to get in. The viruses, your immune system goes down because you don't have the gut microflora in diversity. And so it can mimic other diseases as well, like fibromyalgia and cloudy head and all the things that yeast can do to your system. So just all of the above.
Thanks for sharing those. I think just having a little more clarity for folks can really give a sense of, okay, thinking of how many cleanses have you been on, how many detoxes have you been on? I have some patients that have come to me and they're like, I've tried every detox and every cleanse and I don't feel any better. And I've tried a bunch of antiviral herbs and I've tried parasite cleanses, and this is where I want folks to be thinking, like, if you've been trying thing after thing after thing and you're not getting anywhere and you have implants, it's time to take a look. So when you went in to have some testing for toxic levels in the body, what was tested? Tell us about that and tell us a little bit in those details so that folks can learn a little bit. And maybe if they're not somewhere where they can get testing from a doc, they can order it themselves or they could, start the process themselves to see what's going on.
I didn't do that testing until after I had my breast implants removed. And I went through a naturopath, and she's in North Carolina. Dawn Stromhold is her name. And so she tested right when I got them out. And what happens is you have mineral imbalances. So sometimes we say, oh, magnesium's good to take. I'm going to take that. But the more you take, the more your calcium goes down. So there's sort of a science to it. So she tested my minerals and then she tested heavy metals like mercury, arsenic, uranium, about five different heavy metals. So I got those tested. And then I went on her protocol of balancing my minerals. I also went, I was doing a lot of detoxes. So I had heard that celery juice is one of the great ways that you can really detox your body. So I had started on that probably 6 months before. I'd also quit drinking wine, which is high in myotoxins, which feeds that candida or feeds the fungus in the body. And also, she, oh, and on antifungals as well. So I went on that protocol, but the big thing that I added in addition to her protocol was 24 ounces of celery juice a day and then a cup of cilantro, because cilantro is really known for pulling heavy metals out of the body. It was just in my morning smoothie. So when I got my mineral heavy metal test done 4 months later, my mercury level went from 0.08, which doesn't sound high, but it's actually very high. Zero amount of mercury is the amount of mercury you want in your body, by the way. And my arsenic level was very high as well. And so in that 4 month period, with having my implants out, with taking the minerals, with adding in the celery juice and the cilantro, I went from 0.08 in my mercury level to 0.02, and my uranium had gone down as well. And she said that was the biggest drop she had ever seen in mercury in working with anyone, including people who had done chelation, which she does not agree with because it detoxes it too fast and it can get to your brain. So I attribute that to not only the diet that I'm on, which she recommends, which is the Kaufman diet, and then the celery juice, the cilantro, balancing my minerals. And so I was able to detox those heavy metals fairly quickly. And it was a pretty immediate, process too.
Now, with the detoxing of the heavy metals, did you get sick? Did you have some rashes? Did anything happen?
You know, I didn't because I've been detoxing for so long. My system was pretty clean. Like she said, your iron levels were good and my liver looked good. She said, she doesn't normally see in ladies who've had breast implants for 15 years. So I was pretty darn careful with what I had eaten, and that diet that she recommended was pretty much what I had been eating anyway because I couldn't tolerate beans. So those were the only whole foods that most people recommend that aren't on the Kaufman diet because they are high in myotoxins, which feed fungus in your body.
So let's go into the Kaufman diet a little bit. I know you kind of gave us bits and pieces describing there, but to give folks a clear understanding of the Kaufman diet, what's it all about? What's the main, food groups and premise? And give us a breakdown.
So it is lean proteins, lean, clean proteins, anything from, pasture-raised, organic chicken, turkey, wild fish that are fin swimming or free swimming fin fish and not farmed. Eggs are fine. Any like healthy source of protein is okay. So then you go into your carbohydrates and you want lots of leafy greens, lots of green vegetables, lots of non-starchy veggies. Starchy veggies are okay. And this is not a low carb diet, but you could actually, if you're used to low carb or you want to do low carb, you can. But the main things in the complex carbohydrates that it cuts out is the beans and the legumes, things like cashews, because that's a legume as well. And then peanuts, they tend to be high in mold. And then healthy fats.
Gotcha.
Omega-3s, monounsaturated fats, raw nuts, all the good fats, avocados. So really it's a whole food diet like you would normally see, but you're cutting out vinegar because vinegar can musk any of that can feed yeast. So if you think of the Candida diet and if you think of a whole foods diet, but also the other thing that feeds the fungus is wine, which is one of my favorites. So that's something that I don't do often anymore. And, you know, wheat, corn, soy, the sort of GMO'd foods that are going to add to your toxic level anyway, because they have high levels of pesticides and they're conventionally grown and GMO'd. So that's the basic diet. And, you know, coffee, tea, water, you know, staying away from sugar altogether, because sugar, as we know, feeds mold and yeast and fungus as well. And even staying away from mushrooms.
No, that's it's definitely all of the things I would think about for an antifungal kind of plan. Now, how long are folks recommended to be on this diet? Is this for life? Is this till there's repeat testing, looking to make sure that there's no fungal organisms coming back up? What's the deal?
The tough thing about fungus is that you can't really test for it. So it's more symptomatic where you have the foggy head, you have puffy eyes, you know, all the things that you would sort of associate, you know, yeast infections, thrush, all of those things. So you can't really test for it. They have a Kaufman one and a Kaufman two diet. So you can start adding in things as you feel better. So as you're getting your energy back, as your head is clearing, as you're feeling, you know, better about, you know, your energy levels, you can start adding in those things. But at first, when you're first detoxing, you want to stay pretty strict on it and then start adding them in. And then, of course, we're never going to recommend eating processed foods and energy drinks and, you know, all those things. I mean, you know, your basic healthful diet. So, or, you know, refined grains, GMO grains, things like that.
Gotcha. Interesting that even the mycotox from the test, the mycotox test will not pick up what is going on inside
Right.
the
Well, because
body.
there's so many different
Sure.
ones.
Sure. I mean, I definitely, when I'm looking at molds with patients, there's, folks who are listening, there's the mycotox testing from Great Plains Labs, but there's also, looking in the blood, but it's true. It is trickier to identify what's going on. There's also organic acids testing, but really symptomatic improvement is what I've seen to be kind of what we call the gold standard in this arena. Now, you are coaching folks through this process, and of course we want to talk about that and kind of give folks some insights if they are listening and they're they themselves are struggling, they're looking for someone, they have a family member. Tell us, Lori, how it works to work with you, what you're doing. Just give us the spiel there.
I have a website called Lori Larson Holistic Health Coaching, and I have a page on my website where people can get more information about breast implant illness. So I want to point that out as well. I've been health coaching for 15 years, from health clubs to corporate health and wellness coaching to private coaching. And, you know, private coaching is sort of the same no matter what you have. And I attest it to. You have your three-pronged health approach. You have your emotions, you have your spiritual, and then you have your body. And so I always take a three-pronged approach to it. I think of breast implants as a root cause of illness. So no matter who I'm working with, whether they have breast implants or not, I want to know what the root cause is. And even looking a little bit deeper, and you know, every client's different. It depends on how deep you want to go, but why did I get breast implants in the first place? Like, what happened before you got the breast implants? Let's look at the emotional side of where that came up. Was there a past trauma that was not dealt with? Or was there a root belief in yourself that you needed breast implants? Like, where did it come from? What happened before? And let's see if we can clear some of that out as well. So I want to take care of the physical part first. Absolutely. Let's just address what's on, you know, on the surface. And then I want to find out what the root cause was, whether it's physical or emotional, and get that healed. And then the education about what to eat and how to eat and the timing of eating, because those are a lot of really healing modalities. Then we can really heal everything. Because a lot of times you'll notice when if people have a food addiction, then it'll change to alcohol. Or if people are quitting alcohol, they'll eat too much sugar, because we have to address the root issues. What is really going on? So that's really what I help people through safely, gently, with humor. And I coach people at their level, right where they are, whatever they want to deal with. If they want to go deeper, we can. If they don't, that's fine. I help them with whatever. But it really starts with where you are right now. And then we're able to move through different issues.
That's a perfect. It's perfect, because I think a lot of why we have the issues that we have stem from emotional roots in the first place. And getting the mind right is going to get us so much better success in the long run. And folks, if you haven't figured it out why I've been putting so much mindset stuff on the podcast, that's why. This is where the root of it comes from. And one thing I can say for sure, and this is how I met Lori, is I worked with Lori and some of my patients. And so she's great to work with docs too. So, you know, wherever you are, if you have a naturopath you're working with, Lori's going to be able to communicate with them well, mm-hmm. and really set up a team for you. And that's how I got started in getting to know Lori through a mutual patient. So this is something that I really want you guys to be thinking about and thinking about how you can get this message out to others. If not for helping with chronic fatigue, things of that nature, and maybe you don't have breast implants, that's okay. Lori gets all of that aspect, and in the gut realm too. So it's important to be thinking of it all in that area. So Lori, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate you sharing your story and being so open about all of the symptoms and things of that nature too. And I look forward to having folks coming over and chatting with you. And I'm thinking we're probably going to have to come up with another podcast and chat a little bit about something else too.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you said about team. Surround yourself with a support system and a team of professionals that can help you through, and you can get through anything.
Mm-hmm. She said it best. Let's end it on that. Teamwork makes the dream work, folks. You guys have a great day, whatever you're doing. Hey, fellow health junkie. Thanks for listening to the Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.